Christ, the helper of man, came to save sinners. He loved sinners. Yet instead of their hearts, they gave Him a cross. Instead of love, a cup of gall. Instead of their hands, a thorny crown. And beneath His cross, there was not so much as one voice to lay down the testimony. The man who hangs on the middle cross is He whom my soul loveth. Forsaken by men, or father, or mother, is a sad and a desolate thing. But when we think that God had restrained and kept back for this time all of His joys and comforts and sense of love from Christ, how unsearchable is the thought. We can strain our eyes and gaze till our sight fails us, yet we shall not perceive the bottomless, measureless, unfathomable, inconceivable anguish of the Lord Jesus. The anguish of our Savior can no more be measured and weighed than the sin which needed it, or the love which endured it. We shall only be able to measure the height of His love by the depth of His grief. There could be no feeling in the universe more distressing than that of divine desertion. This is hell. Every human being is called upon to weep as we view Calvary. Not for Him was the cross on which He bled a tree of shame, but for us. The cross is the throne of grace. Romans 6:23 says, "The wages of sin is death." Yes, physical death and much more. Spiritual death. Penal death. This penal desertion inflicted on Christ was for the satisfaction of the sins of ours, which deserved God forsaking us forever in hell. God's forsaking Christ for a few hours was the equivalent of God forsaking you and I for eternity. Here we see the awful wages of sin, spiritual separation. Christ must suffer or all humanity must be damned. He received the wages due His people. All His other sufferings were but small to this. They bear upon His body. This desertion was upon His soul. Our guilt became His guilt. Christ bore the sinner's sin. Therefore, He had to be treated as He were a sinner. Christ had to feel forsaken of God because this is the necessary consequence of sin. He went down into the deep abyss of our guilt. He descended far down into the depths of our misery that He might raise us up to glory. Thank God, Christ was my representative at Calvary. He shall never forsake me, for He forsook His Son on my behalf. I shall not suffer for my sin. Jesus has suffered to the full in my stead. He discharged my debt. He was forsaken that there be no longer any separation between me and God. You see, our sins cost Christ an amazing sense of the wrath of God. What an accursed thing sin is, which crucified the Lord Jesus Christ. One of the great things that is missing today, and the truth is, you'll never be found until you're lost. He only finds lost people. You have to be a sinner and understand your sinnership to see the greatness of the glory of what happened there at Calvary. I want to invite you, those of you who see your sinnership, to come to Christ just as you are, without one plea, believe on Him, and know assuredly that Jesus Christ on the tree of the cross paid your debt in full. He said, "It's finished, it's accomplished, it's done."